there has been widespread shock and really horror at the events of what happened in Talla as well in the early hours of Sunday morning, as we understand and we know now that 18-year-old Lisa Cash and her 8-year-old twin brother and sister Christy and Chelsea Cawley were killed at their home. There was a standoff at Gardaí. A man is being questioned still and will be questioned for some time today in relation to that incident that took place. Community in total shock after the death of the three siblings. With me on the line to talk about this, we've local councillor Charlie O'Connor. Charlie, good morning to you. Hard to understand, I suppose, for lots of people exactly and comprehend what went on here. The community must be just reeling in shock after the terrible incidents of the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry. I think that sums it up quite well. Like, I spent a lot of time yesterday in Rossfield Avenue talking to neighbours, trying to understand what had happened, you know, and it struck me that the shock that was in the estate, and even the Gardaí who were on duty, and I understand the Gardaí, the first responders, you know, were deeply shocked by what they found. And I think what's happening now is that, certainly as yesterday wore on, and again this morning, a lot of detail is now emerging, which is just horrific. You know, we knew yesterday how serious it was, but some of the detail now, which, you know, apparently is accurately reflected in the media, really is horrific. And I can tell you, there's deep shock, you know, not only in Rossfield, in the Brookfield estate, but in the general Talla area and beyond. You know, I got calls yesterday from people I know in other parts of the country, you know, who are hearing what was going on, watching television and so on. And people just can't get their head around them. And all morning, you know, we're hearing reports of how the local schools of the three deceased children are trying to cope. And that puts everything into perspective. And this is going to have a huge effect on many people, but certainly on the community here in Talla. I made the point a number of times yesterday that obviously the family have to be sympathised with and supported, but the neighbours have to be supported because they saw horrific scenes, and the wider community will be affected. And it's just, words can't describe, you know, what's going on. You know,
and what happened?
You know,
and
unbelievable things.
What happened, Charlie, what's been described and what some of those neighbours saw is beyond comprehension, really. Because of the nature of what happened, the Gardaí were in the standoff with the man, and the things that were witnessed, just too terrible even to talk about or to mention.
Oh, there's no question. Like, you know, as I said, I was there yesterday hearing a lot of things, but you know, even overnight we have heard more detail, which just puts the whole event into a different horrific level. And people will be affected. I spent some time yesterday in the local Brookfield Youth and Community Centre, where they kindly opened their doors to allow community in and to grieve and so on. And there were a good number of young people, particularly the 8 and 9 category, which were the peers of the twins. And it was amazing to see how they were helped through. They were given paper and drawings, and they were making little drawings and, you know, sympathizing, if you like, with themselves, but talking about their friends and their peers in a loving way. And obviously that work will have to continue this morning in the schools in Brookfield Road and St. Aidan's and in St. Bridget's, and also in the local community school where Lisa was a student. I heard the principal on radio this morning, and it's just incredible. And like, you're reflecting for me the fact that this story, you know, has been listened to in Kerry and in other parts of the country, and people will be deeply affected. And it often happens with incidents like this that you don't really know the people. I certainly don't know the children, although I do know the family. But you are still affected because the horror of the event is getting through, and it is causing a lot of upset, I can tell you that for a fact.
Yeah, and they'll need the family, the wider family in the community will need huge amounts of support. Those schools will need the support as well, Charlie, as they try and explain or put something to why this happened.
That's right. It's so horrific, so sad. And people in the community will appreciate, you know, the sympathy being expressed, but there's still three young people whose lives are lost, who should be in school this morning and aren't. I heard the principal say their desks are empty this morning. And it's so sad.
Yeah, it certainly is. Lisa, a hugely respected member of the community up there and also among her school friends as well. A dedicated student, I understand, and just, you know, a great loss.
That's right. Well, the principal of St. James Community School, Kevin Shortall, has reflected that a number of times this morning. You know, he's made the point very strongly. And I'm sure he and the other principals in the primary schools are dealing with a lot of upset and trauma this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie, there are some reports that some video footage had been circulating on social media of some of the events or some element of the events, because there was a crowd there. I'd imagine, look, the thing to hope is that people wouldn't and would respect the family and wouldn't continue to share that footage, because it just is, it's too distressing even to think about.
Well, Jerry, there's no question about that, and I echo what the Gardaí locally have been saying, that people should not be distributing these videos. They are horrific and are adding to the upset of the community, and we are appealing to people not to do that, to cooperate with the Gardaí locally. Who I can tell you from talking, to them yesterday, were deeply affected.
Yeah, the first responders themselves, from what they came across, even with all the experience in the world, they'll need a lot of support, I'd imagine.
Awful. And that was confirmed to me yesterday.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, listen, look, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me in the programme this morning, Charlie, and we'll leave it there, and hopefully the work will continue supporting the people of the community in Talla. That's Charlie O'Connor, their local councillor, with us on the line.